Hello, I'm Juliana Needham. Welcome to Dealcast. I'm joined by Francesca Micheletti, Deal Reporter's Associate Editor for Merger Control, who's over from Brussels. Welcome, Francesca. Now, you have spoken to the European Commissioner for Competition, Margaret Vestager. You've spoken to her about a few of the big deals that have been reviewed recently, such as Dow, DuPont, and the ongoing case of Bayer Monsanto. We'll come on to the specific deals in a moment, but can you firstly give us some idea of the main message she wanted to get across in this interview?
Certainly. Well, the commissioner appeared eager to give a message of a business-friendly EC merger control by which simplified procedures are made even simpler, so non-problematic deals will be filed and cleared quickly. And even in more problematic cases, she's open to procedures such as early remedy offers or potentially avoiding an SO in phase two, as long as the party's reasoning aligns with the EC's.
Many more mergers can go through simplified procedure. So where there are no reasons to have concerns on behalf of consumers, customers, post-merger, go, go, go. In order to allow for businesses to realize the rationale of a deal. And that, I think, is very important because we're not here to question a business rationale. Mm-hmm. We're here to take care that consumers are not being harmed by the merger in itself.
And a major focus for EC merger control is innovation and data. What did the commissioner have to say about that?
Well, the commissioner was careful to put innovation in its context, specifying that innovation scrutiny in merger review is mostly relevant when there is already a concentrated market, such as it happened in Dow DuPont.
Consumer harm in terms of lack of innovation is important. We do find, I think I forgot the company names by now, but we do find sometimes that a merger will enable innovation, mm-hmm. because you bring assets together that can enable innovation and you see that businesses actually plan for this. What has taken the most attention is would be cases where we worry that the merger will minimize innovation. I think the Dove DuPont is a prime example of that. Where you had the double reasoning, both innovation as such, but also innovation as a viability instrument for the remedies proposed to address our concerns. So you have both, but I think you see in this our willingness not just to focus on price, but also what comes with price. That if a merger will limit choice or innovation, and not only give the risk of higher prices, then, of course, we want to work with the businesses to address these concerns.
On data, the Commission is keen to assess the role of data as an asset in a merger, but it's yet to test its reasoning in practice.
We haven't had sort of the big data case yet, but we are looking to understand the role of data in mergers as such. Because we see data as an asset as well as any other asset, as a potential barrier to entry, as something that can enable foreclosure. And this is a way to show that we keep developing our analytical tools in order to make sure that we can fulfill our mission, that consumers are not harmed.
And you asked her about the Bayer Monsanto deal. We've got a 5th of April deadline for a decision on that case. What did she have to say about that?
Well, the commissioner looked as if the deadline would be still a while away. Well, we know that a decision needs to be made now if the EC is going to meet its provisional 5th of April deadline.
Well, I think the Bayer Monsanto is different in that it's not sort of a political interest. Because, of course, sometimes we have interests from governments, what will happen in this merger. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Where the Bayer Monsanto has attracted, I think for good reasons, a lot of attention among citizens and NGOs of different kinds. So we have had an unprecedented interest also in forms of emails and postcards and, you know, genuine interest. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think it's important to say, well, That I understand completely. I can relate to the concerns and I can say I will do my part with the tools that we have for the task that we have at hand. And of course, I expect of colleagues and member states that they will do their thing. But for obvious reasons, I will use my tool for what it's meant for, mm-hmm. and that is competition issues.
Whatever the outcome, would it be aligned with the US, to your knowledge at the moment?
Well, as in any case, and I cannot be specific about it, but as in any case, it depends on the market situation. Mm-hmm. And I think very often, not that we diverge in many cases, but if there is a diversion, it is related to the market situation.
And this interview with Commissioner Vestager comes at a time when she's looking to win support for a second mandate. When is her time in Brussels due to come to an end, and how likely is it she'll be appointed to a second term?
Well, Vestager is in office until mid-2019. She has expressed eagerness for a second mandate, but this will largely depend on her home country, Denmark, and the degree of political support she will have there. What the commissioner has told us is that in political terms, 2019 is 100 years from now.
Great. Thanks, Francesca, and thank you for listening.